I mean, it feels so good to be under mega attack by these people. Paul, no one on the web is attacked more than Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com because we're number one alternative sites. Number one site's Infowars. Number two site is PrisonPlanet.com. All these other fakes claim they're number one. We are number one according to Alexa and every other major gauge. Shoutcast, the list goes on. And they're in a lot of trouble because they can't control the confines of the debate anymore, Paul. We are the number one target of COINTELPRO. That's why they throw everything at us. They say I'm a reptoid. They say I'm a Jewish agent. They say I work for the Vatican when I'm a Protestant. They say I'm a murderer. They say I work for the Saudi Arabians. They say I work for the Brothmans. They say I'm a Scientologist. All complete and absolute fabricated lies. But they're so elaborate, and some people see it, and it's just meant to distract you from going out and reaching other people, waking other people up, and to make most of our activities about debating Alex Jones. But the good news is the left is waking up, the right's waking up. Now, they may be attacking our sites, but when you look at a big Raw story or something, every comment is arrest the bankers. Every comment, I mean, almost every comment, on some articles it is every comment, the bankers are bad. They control both parties. On the Raw story, they're like, oh, my God, Obama's so bad. They own them all. What do we do?